All right, now. Let me show you, let me share with you more about why I really want as many of us as will to be a part of this movement, a part of this journey, the journey of what is often called or historically was called the way. That journey with Christ instead of against Christ. Still in Revelation chapter 21. Verse 10, the Apostle Paul speaking about this revelatory journey that he was on, something that one of seven angels who we read about earlier in the chapter took him on. In verse 10, he says, and he, referring to one of those seven angels, who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues, he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Remember, we read about that same city in the first verse of chapter 21, Revelation chapter 21. So please notice this now. He carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And now he is going to describe the holy city, the new Jerusalem that comes down out of heaven from God. Verse 11, it shone with the glory of God. This city is going to shine like no city we have ever seen. And its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were three gates on the east, three on the north, three on the south, and three on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. You talk about a reward. All of those 12 apostles suffered one way or another. But now, as we enter that city, that glorious city, we will see their names on the foundations of that city every time we go in. People like seeing their names on signs outside the city. This city, this is the city of, and so-and-so is the mayor. Or people like seeing their names on buildings. They've donated a certain amount of money to the building, to a cause, and their name is on a plaque. This will be the greatest city in the world. And the 12 apostles who were faithful to the Lord Jesus to the end, even to death, will have their names written on the 12 foundations of the most important city in the world. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square, as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 1,400 miles in length, 1,400 miles in width, and 1,400 miles in height. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge city. Now, to give you an idea of how big that is, if you were to start around Charlotte, North Carolina, and travel west towards the West Coast, you would end up somewhere around Odessa, Texas, if you just went in a straight line, a fairly straight line, leaving the area somewhere around Charlotte, North Carolina, you would end up somewhere around Odessa, Texas, which is roughly halfway across that big state of Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how wide the New Jerusalem will be. That's how long the New Jerusalem will be. And that's how high the New Jerusalem will be. I'm thinking that he meant that literally because he gave a specific measurement. I gotta share some more of this with you at a future date. I mean a future date. Rewards for suffering well. Rewards for saying yes. All right, stay with me.